This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Hi, Doug. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm driving home after finishing a bicycle ride.
All right. Nice, Doug.
And I'm feeling pretty good. Right. Are we in a good reception area? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Can't wait to hear what you got to say now. Let's go, Doug.
Okay. So, two things. Number one, off topic, as I said, I was on a bicycle ride, so I don't know if somebody's already mentioned this, but I must shout out to Bobby Bonilla's manager. He was an insurance salesman, I think, who arranged that contract. Today's the day he gets paid every year $1.9 million. For another 10 years.
Correct.
Until he's 62. Unbelievable. I'd love to have that, even in today's inflated contract market. So shout out to Bobby Bonilla. And then the next thing I want to say is Jonathan Kuminga. I think that unless there is now a clear-cut free agent who is clearly better than him, I think that we actually must keep him. And I think that the Warriors actually know more than, you know, we're wringing our hands about what to do. I think the Warriors probably have a little bit better finger on the pulse of what the league says he's worth than we know. So I'm not going to get too stressed out about it. Nobody is mistaking Mike Dunleavy for our previous general manager, but
now
he's
why
doing
do you
the
say
best
that?
He can with what
why
he's
do you
got.
Why do you say that, Doug?
Well, I just said I think he's doing the best he can with what he's got. I think that he's doing a more admirable job than people. Because Bob Myers, you know, he's well respected. He was great, and there's a lot of comparisons. But I think that Dunleavy is doing okay.
Okay.
I think he's doing okay.
There was something in there that sort of sounded like you thought Dunleavy was kind of disappointing when you said nobody's mistaken him for Bob Myers. I mean, it's only been a couple of seasons, but I don't know what Mike Dunleavy has done so far that's kind of like been disappointing or blown up in his face. Do you see anything?
I'm kind of with you, but, you know, you hear a lot. And, you know, you compare him to a guy that was there when four championships. I hear that a lot when I talk with my buddies, and you hear it a lot. It's alluded to on your station. So I'm just saying, unusually, this is unusual, but I'm with you. I think we need to give him some more time, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, Doug, thanks. I hope the bike ride was great.
Yeah, I just look at like the headline of the Dunleavy era. For me, starts with a Jimmy Butler acquisition, and then you add in things like, you know, Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis, and then you can sprinkle in a little bit of a Klay Thompson sign and trade, which begot players that begot other things, and he's been able to shuffle the deck chairs to where you wind up with second round picks that actually have stuck and stayed, and they're a part of what you're trying to do. And you added Jimmy Butler. For all those pieces you brought in, all those pieces went back out, and it's kind of turned into Jimmy Butler.
Don't forget Pajemski either. Yep. I mean, like, I know that some people still have, you know, a jury's still out kind of a feel on Brandon Pajemski, but that is a somewhat late first round pick that I would argue so far has been pretty good. And I'd like to tie the last offseason to the Jimmy Butler trade. Like, don't forget this. Remember where we were exactly a year ago. Who were the Warriors going after, and what did they want to do? What were all of our shows about this time last year? Plays for the Utah Jazz. Yep. His name is Lauri Markkanen.
That's right.
And the Warriors went after Lauri Markkanen. And I think that if you want to criticize Dunleavy, I give you the thing you can criticize him for, but it didn't actually happen. But he tried to make it happen. The Warriors tried to get Paul George, and the Clippers wouldn't play nice, and so they didn't get Paul George. And you can criticize Mike for that if you want, because that would have been a horrible move, in my opinion. I don't think that would have worked out, but he didn't do it. So they went for a big name, and when they couldn't get the big name, they instead started to gather short-term contracts that they knew might be able to be a part of a financial deal at the deadline. It was like, all right, if we're not going to get a big name now, let's be ready to get a big name in February. And then they did. They packaged with Andrew Wiggins a bunch of those one-year deals that he signed, and they were able to turn those into Jimmy Butler, who then came here and they won a bunch of basketball games. Pretty good move by a GM.
Right.
It's a pretty good move.
Sometimes the moves you don't make or can't make are the best moves you possibly can go through, and the Paul George is a great example, and even the Lauri Markkanen, where Danny Ainge was asking too much, and so that didn't happen, and Paul George didn't happen, and even Kevin Durant. Yep. He tried to package Jonathan Kuminga and a bunch of other stuff to get KD at the deadline, and KD said, nah, I'm good, and so you had to pivot to Jimmy Butler, who, it turns out, is probably a better fit he was last year, and now for the next 2 years, it's probably a better short-term fit as well, so sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but I do think that Mike Dunleavy's gone about doing this in the only way that they can, which is you've got Steph, the highest paid player in the game. You've got Draymond on a contract that he didn't necessarily sign. He was a part of the team, but I think that was still Bob Myers and Joe Lacob. And so now you're trying to figure out how to build around the edges, and he's doing the best he can, and now he's faced with a big week this week on what to do with Kuminga.
I think Mike Dunleavy's done a wonderful job so far. Obviously, you haven't had sort of the landmark stuff. I just don't think you've had any huge misses either. I don't think there's been any huge blunders. And so to say that, like, he's not on Bob Myers' plane, okay, I get that. Like, he oversaw championships, but he also oversaw a bunch of high-level draft picks that people now don't like. You know what I mean? James Wiseman, for starters. So, anyway, GPD in Oakland is next up. Hey, GPD.
This is James Wiseman.
Thanks, James. What up, GPD?
What's up, James? What's up, baby? How's y'all doing, man?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Grandma, Daddy?
That's right. We're doing it.
Well, so, you know, I just want to say, people, why are people so emotional? It's business. You know, let me say this. I want to say something about Kuminga. Good kid. Hey, he's a baller. He just don't rebound. He just don't do everything he's supposed to do. That dude sat there with some of the greatest minds in basketball for, what, 4 years, 3 years, 4 years. And what did he learn? He learned how to shoot more, shoot better, and that's it. So here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. People, all you people listening need to listen to this. It's business, baby. Let me tell you what happened. Over the weekend, I took my daughter to the first gymnastics class. She did great. And guess why? Because she listened to the instructor. She listened to her teacher. She finds gold. Bruh, you how old you are? You can't even. And she's getting better by the day. I mean, it's only been one day, but she got better in one day. Listen to your teachers. Don't think that you're all that in the bag. It's just plus tax. Yeah, everybody wants to be a star. But there's more to being a star than just shooting the ball and balling out. So here it is. I think that the Warriors actually will be better. You know why? Because they already got their big guy. They got Jimmy Butler. Yeah, everybody said, oh, look what happened, blah, 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 blah. But look what's going to happen next year. Quinn Post is going to get better. TJD is going to be better. Jimmy Butler, they're going to come together, and they're going to actually come together better. And they're going to be balling. I got confidence in the fact that now that they got Jimmy Butler, he's going to get in from the beginning. Boy, they're going to be, I think they're going to be balling. I really do, guys. And people need to stop this with Kuminga about it ain't fair. Well, it ain't fair when my boss fired me when I wasn't doing my job right. If you guys don't do your job right, what's going to happen to you?
It's too soon, Grandpa Daddy. It's too soon. And it's already happened by this very company, this very station. But you're not wrong, and I appreciate the call, Grandpa Daddy.
Thanks, GPD.
I hesitate to look at guys who were your 9th, 10th, and 11th men last year and think they're going to get better and that's going to be the difference. Now, is Quentin going to get better? I hope so. And Gee and TJD, are they all going to get better as younger players? Well, they better get better because that's your job as a pro basketball player. But to think that that is going to be the elixir or the cure for what ails you, that's where I kind of pump the brakes a little bit.
I don't disagree with you, but I guess my question back to you is, do the Warriors need to be fixed? Quote, what ails you? What ails them?
Well, the biggest ailment, I think, is age and depth.
Okay, well, look, the age thing is what it is.
Correct.
There was nothing that was going to happen in July to change that.
Right, but I do look at your depth, and Kevon is gone, and it looks like GP2 is also going to be gone, and I know that he fought ailments and injury throughout the year. Kevon was mostly healthy and there for you, but as you look now at your depth, and you look beyond your starting five, and I don't even know who your starting five would be on this day, July 1st, but you look at your second five, and you're looking at guys like Quentin Post in the second year, and Guy Santos, and TJD, who didn't play a lot, and so you've got Buttered,
who's down there as well. There are going to be new players coming.
I understand.
They're coming.
As we sit here, it looks to me like the things that concern me are age, which you can't really fix, you're pot committed on that, and your depth, which I'm not totally sold on these players being able to step up.
I understand that. I get that. I do think that, again, we do forget that the Warriors were good. They were good. So, you know what I mean? Like, were they good enough? No. Were they healthy enough? No. Does that mean that that's going to happen exactly that way this year? No, it could. That's an omnipresent threat. No question about it. But, you know, like, put it this way. This is not a perfect comp, but it's not an imperfect one either. The Minnesota Timberwolves, what have they done this offseason? What have they done?
Well, they pretty much are running it back.
Kind of. They brought back, they've re-signed two of their big names, and one key contributor is gone. Walker Alexander is gone. All right? So, have they cured what ails them? Because they fell short. Or could we say, well, but they're really good? Except for in the same breath, the Warriors were up 1-0 on them, and a lot of people I know think that they would have beat them if Steph hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah, that's a hypothetical.
Yeah, of course
and
it
you
is.
Can think whatever you want to think.
All of these things are.
Would the Niners have beaten Philadelphia if Brock Purdy's arm didn't fall off? I don't believe so.
And that's
some
fine.
Do.
But the larger question is if you don't win at all, does that mean something ails you? Or did it just not land your way this time? I really think that that's a question, and you can answer it however you want, but every Warrior fan should ask themselves, Is there something actually like just glaringly wrong with the Warriors?
Nothing's glaringly wrong with you, but you, I don't think that you could look at it and say, oh, that's a championship team. And I look around the Western Conference and I see other teams that have already gotten better than you. And, you know, you weren't lucky to beat Houston, but Houston is already better now than they were when you beat them 2 months ago.
In
so,
theory. In
right,
theory,
on
but,
paper.
But they got
sure.
older, therefore their injury right. risk goes
right.
up too.
They got older. Şengün is now 24 instead of 23.
I
get that.
Their star is what, 36?
Right.
Kevin Durant, that's
sure.
going to be their leading scorer.
Yes, but
okay.
they've got a much deeper and younger team. So I don't think you look at Houston and think, oh, you know, catch my breath, they're old. Fred VanVleet's like 32, and he's your sixth best player.
No, but if Kevin Durant gets hurt on that team going into the playoffs next year, that's not they're not a threat, my opinion.
Right, and same thing with Steph Curry. As
absolutely.
You said, and he's going to be 37,
absolutely.
And he's going to be even older.
Same
and,
thing with Anthony Edwards.
And same thing with Draymond Green and
yeah,
Jimmy Butler.
Right,
so
I mean,
if you want to play the age game, like you've got older guys more likely to get hurt, and we talked about Achilles injuries, and the majority of those guys were older guys who hurt their Achilles, and so that's what you're looking down the gauntlet of as an older team.
I just, there's, and that is omnipresent, and we knew that already. I guess my point is the journey still needs to unfold. So we'll sit here today and go, well, that's not a championship roster, except for 6 weeks ago, a lot of people were like, I think they got a puncher's chance. And now it's like, but now you have to make wholesale changes. Why? Why? And by the way, you can't. You can't.
Well, why is a different question than the answer of you can't. Because, yes, you can't. And why would be because you need to be better. You weren't good enough to get by Minnesota. Yeah, Steph got hurt, sure. You weren't good enough to get by OKC, well, in my opinion. We'll never know because they didn't get a chance to play him. And then the NBA Finals, who knows? You still were... You wound up with 5 wins instead of 16.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's not like you won 13.
I didn't think they were going to win, but they definitely were one of the, I don't know, 6 or 7 classiest teams in the NBA. Like, they were definitely one of the teams that it was like, right, the playoffs started. They were one of the top 5 in odds. They were one of the teams
they
where they
were
you were
one
like,
of the last 8 playing.
Yeah.
That to me is more important than the odds. Because
okay,
the odds
fine.
Are always going to be skewed toward a team that draws the most action.
Maybe, but they were in the last 8 and had a leg up to be last 4 until Steph got hurt. Again, I'm not sitting here telling you they were going to win it. I never thought they would. But I can also look at them and go, yeah, they're in the mix. That's a pretty good basketball team. And then we pop out the other side with one hamstring injury. And I keep hearing people want wholesale changes. I'm not saying you don't tweak it.
Yeah.
Get better. But wholesale changes was never part of the
ingredients. You can't make wholesale changes unless you want to go full Boston and take 2 of your top 4 highest paid guys and ship them out for less.
I wouldn't want to even if they could.
Well, they're not going to.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about them getting better on the margins. And if Draymond and Steph and Jimmy Butler are your top 3 players, how do you get players 4 through 10 to be better than they were last year? That, for me, is what the job is right now.
Absolutely.
And if that means Kuminga comes back and he plays better and he plays a bigger role, that would be ideal. But I don't know if that is really on his mind or their mind, because it feels to me like that relationship is not in a place where he could come back and play for whatever they'll pay him and fit in the way that they want him to fit in.
888-957-957. Just go to Chris in Half Moon Bay. Hi, Chris. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. Okay. Here's my take. I know you guys got a different take. I just heard your take on that. But it's championship or bust. We have a 2-year window. 2-year where Steph's going to be at championship level. 2-year window. Championship or bust. That means I don't care about 3 years from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now, what the team looks like, who's on it. It's 2 years right now, and that means all in, and that means Giannis. And I know, like, it can't be done. It's contracts and stuff. If you're the Lakers, you figure out a way to do it. The Lakers have always figured out a way to do it. Creativity with draft picks, and, yeah, Kuminga's gone. If you want a guy that's going to score 23 on a mid-level playoff team and then, you know, disappear in the playoffs when it's crunch time to hit that 3-pointer to win the game, okay, keep the roster you've got. They weren't going to win last year, although it was fun, and they're not going to win next year without a big change. So package up some guys clear some cap space, get rid of draft picks for the next 10 years because you've got 2 years. 2 years with Steph. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let's get rings. I know you guys went to it. I went through the 80s, 90s, and aughts with this team. If we got a championship, if we got a chance for a ring now, this year, next year, get it. Because you never know when that chance going to come again.
Well, first of all, I can promise you with your idea, I can promise you it will never come again over the next 20 years, and that's fine. I'm not even going to call you crazy, Chris. What I'm going to say to you, though, is that what you're saying sort of sounds like a campaign promise. In other words, does it sound great. All in. Push everything in the middle. I don't care about anything after the next 2 years. That sounds wonderful, but I literally want to know, based on CBA rules, how you even consider getting this done. And I know that the Windhorse of the world and whatnot have been on TV in the past going like, is there a path to a Giannis deal? Like, I mean, in theory, it's like legal. You could do it. I do want you to understand, just as a baseline so we don't get too complex, if the Warriors were to go get Giannis, it doesn't mean package some guys and some picks. It means your team would be Steph, Giannis, Butler, and nothing but minimum salaries. Like, literally junk. That would be your team. Do you actually think that team would win?
Okay, well, I'm not fully on board with your assessment of that. There'll be some other players there.
No, Chris, I'm telling you, CBA rules. Like, we've done the math. I'm telling you, you're renouncing rights to players. You're sending everyone to Milwaukee and minimum salaries. That is it.
Well, okay, guys, I'm telling you that we need to get longer and more athletic in the low post area. And if we don't do that, yeah, we'll make the playoffs next year. We're not winning rings the next 2 years, and that's the end of the Steph era. And I'd just like to see a push in. And I hate to say it because you guys are going to flip out. Yeah, that means Jimmy's on the table. And I love him, and he's done great. But if that's what it takes.
Yeah, and he's not tradable till August. So, Chris, thanks. Again, I don't want to get – like I understand. I don't want to get into all of the rules and – machinations and all of this stuff. What you said there at the end, I'm fine with. If you think the Warriors need to get longer and more athletic, I agree with you. Giannis is not the answer to that. It's just not feasible. Well, it's not doable.
You could trade Jimmy for him straight up. They make the exact same amount of money, and you could package four first-round picks and three pick swaps, and you could do it if Milwaukee was ready to punt on that, and it could be Steph and Giannis and Draymond and all the rest of your squad. Does that mean that you're going to go out there and be a title team? No. I personally don't think so. Yeah. And then in 2 years when those guys are all gone, you're left with no picks and pretty much no players and no hope, and they're not going to do that.
And again, Jimmy, not even tradable yet, so you couldn't even get into that conversation right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.